Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Sonia Katterfeld and Alternative Health Insights. Combining science and nutrition, Sonia will help you achieve all your health and fitness goals. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. While heart disease kills many more women, breast cancer inspires more anxiety and can involve traumatic treatments and a longer-term struggle. Some cases stem from genetic factors, but most, I repeat, most are linked to diet, lifestyle, and exposure to environmental triggers. We have all heard the great benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, and previous studies have found omega-3s affect tumor growth in animals and cells and link lower breast cancer risk to higher intake of fish or fish oil. Omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil appear to suppress activation of a pro-inflammatory gene switch called NFKB. Overactivation of NFKB has been found to play important roles in all stages of breast cancer development, from initiation to promotion. Evidence has been found that suggests omega-3 fatty acids may help prevent the most common types of breast cancer. However, the omega-3s did not exert a suppressive effect on the most aggressive types of breast cancer. The important takeaway from this report is that although people still believe that you are doomed genetically to develop breast cancer, and most cancers for that matter, the evidence is overwhelming. It is the diet and lifestyle choices you make that ultimately determine your future. Would you like some water with your sugar? As summer approaches, we all need to make sure to stay hydrated. Beware when you're reaching for your next beverage, though. Many alleged healthy drinks are packed with a surprising amount of sugar and other additives. An example of this is Snapple's Agave Melon Antioxidant Water. The name alone implies that it's not exactly natural, but it's shocking that one 20-ounce bottle of this so-called water has a sugar equivalent of two Good Humor Chocolate Eclair bars. Next time you buy a bottle of water, check the ingredients. You want two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, and very little else. One of the worst kid drinks is Tropicana's Tropical Fruit Fury Twister. A 20-ounce bottle of this bright red drink has a sugar equivalent of two 7-ounce canisters of Ready Whip. The Twister drinks are far from fruit juice, with 10% juice and 90% sugar, laced with a glut of artificial flavors and coloring. If you look closely at what is actually in most drinks, you will find that these are not the exception. If you care about your health, stick with plain, filtered water. And when I come back, a little something sweet that might deter diabetes, and are you one of the many suffering from outdoor deprivation disorder?
Did you know with metabolic typing, you can optimize your physical energy, lose weight naturally, slow down the aging process, and overcome mood swings and depression? Dietary solutions need to be tailored to you, the individual, because what works for one person may not work for you. Call Sonia Katterfeld, Certified Metabolic Typing Advisor, at 810-869-9983. And find out how metabolic typing can change your life. Now back to the news.
Diabetes may be the biggest threat to health over the next few decades, with rates rising at an alarming pace. The main problem is the repeated spikes in blood sugar levels caused by excessive intake of sugars and starches from sodas, sweets, and white flour breads and pastries. These spikes increase the risk of developing prediabetes and diabetes. Recent studies suggest the polyphenols in apples and berries may help blunt blood sugar rises caused by other foods in a meal. A study in Greece linked higher antioxidant of these polyphenol-rich fruits to lower blood sugar and inflammation. A Finnish clinical trial, as well as another trial in the UK, also found that a mix of berries delayed rises in blood sugar in a response to a meal and may also delay sugar uptake by blocking transport of glucose. Of course, you want to pay close attention to which fruit are best for your metabolic type. And for our last story, doctor's orders, get outside. Most people are suffering from an acute case of OPD, outdoor deprivation disorder, and the effects on physical and mental health are rising fast. Children age 8 to 18 today spend more time than ever staying indoors and using electronic media, 7.5 hours a day, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, and less time in outdoor unstructured activity. The resulting lack of physical activity and a growing disconnect with nature have been linked to obesity and obesity-related diseases in children and adults, including type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, asthma and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, as well as vitamin D deficiency, osteoporosis, stress, depression, and attention deficit disorder. Dr. Daphne Miller, a family physician affiliated with the University of California, San Francisco, calls them diseases of indoor living. The good news is that there's a simple remedy. Get outside and start moving around in green spaces. As well as being easy, it is free. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. And I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Sonia Katterfeld and Alternative Health Insights. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.